become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, the 21st of November, 2016. Almost ready to put another year in the book. And I don't even know where 2015 went. Missing some years. Steve, I'm going to read your email here on dismantling Civil War statutes. You wrote me, ignorance on their part, but that is what's being taught in our schools today. Forget the facts that the North was taxing the Southern states and then using the taxes to improve the infrastructure of the North. The Southern states would be paying into a system which would not benefit them. The South said, no, we're done being taxed to help serve the North. Secession from the North made economic sense. To withdraw from the self-serving taxation of the North would be essential in improving the economic status of the South. Makes sense. The Civil War had very little to do with the slavery and everything to do with taxation without representation. The North had slaves, as did the South. The slaves in the North were servants in the mansions owned by the slave owners. The South slaves worked mainly in the fields. Both had slaves, but they don't teach you that in high school. They only teach that the South had slaves, entirely omitting the facts that the North also owned slaves themselves. Biased academia and disinformation agenda being schooled today. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, and those who put out this kind of disinformation about the Civil War clearly know this. Your word, Steve.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about that because the year I graduated, 1980, from Indianapolis, it was a school called Ben Davis High School, the second largest high school in the state. It was actually a required class that you take the class called slavery in order to graduate. You actually had to take this class, a recommended class, and had to take it and pass it, and it was slavery, and there was not one time mentioned what I discussed in that little piece there. There was nothing. It was always about slavery, skin color. It was nothing on taxation, nothing on the North, what they were doing to the South, nothing. They're not teaching that. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was going to do a little survey myself around the kids in the neighborhood here, and just walk around and ask them what was the Civil War all about. I just want to get the responses, and I'm willing to bet, it'll probably be 100%, I'll find not one kid who will tell me about anything monetarily.
Well, I would start with something a little simpler. What's the capital of California?
I'm on your side, right. On that, John.
You know, I mean,
I don't think they'll even know what the Civil War was.
That last thing on the millennials. Yeah, I agree.
I've watched, Jay Leno used to do this. He did it in kind of a tongue-in-cheek sort of way, and he would be the man on the street, and he would ask questions, and people would demonstrate their ignorance about current and past history of the country. Mark Dice did a better job at it because it was more based on the politics and what people believe versus what type of country we have and, you know, the Constitution, all that other stuff. I actually saw a Mark Dice video one day where he was standing in front of a strip mall with a gold and silver store in the strip mall itself, and he was stopping people on the sidewalk. asking them, and he was going to give them a gold coin, or was going to give them an ounce of silver or a bar of silver, and ask them which one they wanted. And the other option was, would you like a Hershey bar rather than this coin? Most people took the Hershey bar. Now, there is a level of ignorance in this country, and again, let's go back to where the ignorance lies. And some people will say, well, it's not the media's fault. Well, isn't it? You know, well, it's not the school system's fault, isn't it? You know, we start doing white paper news in this country. Oh, my God. You know, let's present the facts and let's present the political view on these facts. And let's do it in balance from the left and the right. Quite frankly, I'm tired of talking about left-right in this country. Bring out the damn rule book. You don't want to play in the game? Shut up, sit down. Bench yourself.
You know,
grab
John,
some
my favorite, John, my favorite Mark Dice video was to be the one about 3 weeks before, maybe a month before the election, where he was on a college campus talking to college kids and talking about how Donald Trump's son had gone hunting in Africa and killed a triceratops. And they all thought that was just terrible, and how he killed a saber-toothed tiger. And it was amazing how many of these kids didn't even know these things were extinct.
Well,
I thought that was hilarious.
But that shows you the involvement or the overall ignorance of what you know. You can cram your brain with all kinds of stuff. There's information that has its own category on information from the information, and you can cram your head all sorts of things. But the fundamental and rudimentary thing that people should understand is what form of government we have, what form of representative government, not democracy. But what form of representative government we have based on the law, and that law happens to be the Constitution. They don't even teach that, Steve. They don't even teach that.
It's pretty sad.
Well, yeah. If we were to believe Mr. Trump, you know, he's going to get rid of the Department of Education. Whoa, that's a good start. And he's going to turn back to the states control of their own schools. Now, Steve, what do you want to make a bet would they come up with in California, say a school system that would be in Arkansas or maybe Oklahoma? You know, the states, this little plot of land somewhere between the east and the left coast. Well, what do you imagine? And I'm all for this, by the way. And I was thinking about this. I'm glad you called in, because I was thinking about California a lot today. You know, they want to have their sanctuary cities. They want to have their high taxations. Let them. We here in Texas, we got a lot of Californians coming in. They better get an oxygen mask, because you're in Texas now, damn it. But, you know what? I'll give you a microcosm of this. Detroit. I lovingly refer to it as being Detroit. In the 70s and the 80s, they had what was called white flight. And what this was about... Yeah, it was about this new thing called housing developments, and people wanted to live outside the city. There was part of it there. A large part of it was, we don't like the stinking politics. We don't like you people running the city into the ground. It's in disrepair. It's going to hell in a handbasket, and you keep jacking up the taxes on us. We're out of here. You know, even though that our jobs still might be in Detroit proper, we're willing to put up with the traffic to drive in every day to take 2 hours out of your life in order to stay out of that. And for California, let them keep raising their taxes. Let them keep bleeding off funds for illegals. You keep doing that. You go, California. What's going to happen is business owners, people that are tired of the crap, are going to leave California. Entirely. And then at what point, what's California going to do? Start making their own money?
Well, there's already been a mass exodus the last couple of years leaving California. There already has been started.
Well, I don't want to be disrespectful for those people that can't even stand the stink in California, but, you know, excuse me. I mean, you people with your liberal attitudes, you know, when you come to Texas, this is like a whole different country. Now, you can see this in Dallas, you can see it in the big cities, you can see it in Houston, you can see it in Austin, you can see it in San Antonio. They're like little enclaves of something that other Texans here in this this republic don't recognize. But, you know, for all you people, you know, leave. If you're going to come to Texas from California, I'm here to tell you, leave your damn politics at home, because that's why you're leaving in the first place. Don't bring that here. Don't want it. Don't need it.
I agree.
So, Steve, are you staying in California?
No, actually, I'm not. I am not.
And what are you planning to do, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, we're going to leave the state of California. It's been in the plan for a while. Actually, we're ramping it up a little bit here in the next 6 months. Hopefully.
Well, have you targeted a landing spot?
Yeah, I'm going to be next door neighbors to Don Campbell down in Florida, probably, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
God. Why in God's green earth would you want to go to God's waiting room?
I know. I love when you say that. That is hilarious. God's waiting room.
You know, my ex lives in Florida. That's a big enough reason to stay in hell. No, I think, oh, God. Wait a minute. Stop. Why the hell would you want to go to Florida?
I've got family, and it's better than California.
Well, hell is better than California, but, you know, can you convince your... How many family members you have in Florida?
I've got three.
Okay, well, that's not insurmountable. Maybe you can convince them to pick up and come to Texas. Because
you know,
here,
we've thought about that.
Well, you better think about it.
I thought about Austin, actually.
Well, yeah, Round Rock's better. As a matter of fact, there's a house right across the street that's for rent. No, I'm only kidding you about that, because Florida is not the place I would want to be. I mean, Texas overall, us being a republic, in the de facto, they got us down as a state, but the de jure that we truly are a republic. We're the only non-state state in the union. But, you know, I mean, if in Florida? Oh, my God. What part of Florida?
Probably more like central, near Ocala, around that area over there.
Have you ever spent a summer's day in Florida?
I know. It's hot and humid.
Hot? No, that's not a word for it. It's near death. Now, here in Texas, it's true our temperatures get just as hot, maybe hotter, but it's a dry heat.
Dry heat, yeah.
Well, yeah, in some places. Now, we have two weather patterns. One that comes up from the south, southwest, and that which comes off the Gulf. If you're in Dallas or Houston, be prepared to sweat your buns off and put up with the heat all summer long. Here in central Texas, our humidity is about 30-40% in the summer. So it is a drier heat. Don Campbell.
The only thing about it, we just can't stay here. Not what it was. I've been here, 9 years now, and I tell you what, I have seen it get worse and worse every year. I don't know.
Well, we're still looking for a few good men, Steve. Why the hell Florida? I could have gone all day without hearing that news. Jeez, Florida.
Well, it's not 100%. Yeah, I guess we're looking at some areas.
Oh, well.
We just know California, you can't be here anymore. This is, taxation here is killing me, and it's just not a good situation to be in anymore. I don't know. Rex Yaron and I were talking about this about a week ago, and I kind of put the puzzle together on this whole why Governor Brown was allowing illegals to get driver's licenses. And he said, well, we have to know who's on our roads. For some reason, we have to know who's on our roads, but we don't care who comes over the border illegally. But that whole thing, that whole program was nothing more than trying to boost the enrollment for the Democrats for voter registration is all it was. You present a driver's license, and you get a voter registration card, and you're a Democrat. That whole thing, that's what that whole program was about.
Well,
and that ticks me off.
Well, you know, this is what I'm saying. There's this big boogeyman that we have been talking about, and that's the debt, this debt bubble that continues to grow. And when that implodes, it's going to make 2008 look like a little warm-up exercise.
Yep.
And people are not paying attention to this. And we three here right now know the obvious solution of that problem, and that's to dump the Federal Reserve.
Exactly.
I mean, enough of this crap. And the entire industrialized world, the developed countries, are all dealing with the middlemen. And the question is, why? You know, it's the most damaging thing in the 20th, 21st century that I could even imagine, and nobody is talking about it. You know, they talk about it in terms of, well, we want to leave the EU or Britain with Brexit. You know, evidently they made the right choice over there, but the lying-ass media won't tell you about it because people are actually starting to go back to work in spite of all this debt, in spite of the taxation. You want to talk about taxation? Hell, they charge you for watching television over there. They tax you for watching the propaganda channels. So, point being is that these people are going to tax themselves to death. California, the economy and the whole state will collapse, and at that point in time, we couldn't even sell it off to the Chinese for 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, they're always scrambling to look for new ways to make tax dollars. I think I told you a while back, they were actually suggested the idea of taxing you or charging a toll to actually walk over the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, that's pretty... You got to be hurting pretty bad to come up with an idea like that. Trying to get foot traffic and bike traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge, you got to be hurting financially pretty bad to come up with that one.
Well, and Ron, do you guys remember what the fee is for a one way crossing on that bridge?
$6 now.
Six bucks seven. Now. Yeah.
And how many tens of thousands of cars go across that bridge?
God, well, Ron, I couldn't even guess. What do you think?
Oh, geez, it has to be. A year, it has to be at least 3 million, if not more.
Oh, it's more than that, Ron. A lot more than that.
So, you know, what's the toll for? Is it to supplant?
To maintain the bridge.
Oh, bull.
It's supposed to be maintain the bridge, correct?
Okay, well, they're maintaining the bridge, okay. But you can't tell me it's $6 a crack with millions and millions of cars going across that thing that they spend it all on the bridge. They're defraying some of that money to the debt of California.
Yep.
There's one other thing about this state too. So when Steve actually moves away, sells his home, the state requires some of that money from the selling of the house to go into its coffers. So you don't just get to sell your property and leave. You have to give tribute to the state before you leave.
Well,
you're aware of that, right, Steve?
No, I am not. I'll have to research that a little bit more. No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
What kind of percentage are they looking at taking of my income of the house?
Well, they're the state, so I imagine a pretty good chunk of it.
I didn't know that.
So, I mean, that's to keep you here in the state. That should make you happy.
No, it doesn't.
Well.
Now, you and I never voted on that, right, Steve?
Well, no, of course not.
See, this is just something they thought of.
Anything that's really impacting for us in our favor, we never get to vote on, no.
Well, I am just crushed, Steve, that you don't want to come to the Republic of Texas and keep me company. I am just, gosh, Florida.
If I lived too close to you, John, I'd be in the studio all the time.
Well, yeah, you'd have to end up doing a show, which I wouldn't mind. You did that before. You cut your teeth on it. Only this time.
Well, we're starting up again here real soon. So I've actually got a studio in my house now. Started here, so we're going to
start
it here.
Wait, back up here. Yeah, but not on the Catholic station.
No. That church station is nope. That's history. Nope.
Yeah. So where are you going to do it?
We're going to do it here at my house. We're going to start off as a podcast and kind of try to build on that and just.
Well, why in the hell aren't you? What is it with you? Why haven't you talked to me about this?
Well, I thought we did talk about
this. No, we didn't talk about this.
I think we did. Pretty sure.
Okay, now there's two strikes.
I said I wanted to give some time to it to kind of build on it and get the momentum and get that feel. And then I'd be calling you and say, hey, take a look at us now.
Okay, there's two strikes. You only get three strikes, you know that, don't you? Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Steve, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And I'll tell you what. Let's take that song into break. Here's the one I guess he forgot about. I'm gonna skip the commercial break here because I've already, at the end of the month, I've already satisfied the contract on it. So this one's for you, Steve.
About what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas. She says, what? They got big long roads out there. Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. I'm going to Texas.
I'm not going to Texas. I'm already here. And with me here is Ron McDonald.
Well, I'll tell you this, that song makes you want to move to Texas.
I'm telling you, heat and blue skies, but it's a dry heat. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, guys. Got you off speakerphone. Does it sound better?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Civil War, I've learned from Lark in Texas, that Jews caused the Civil War, and there's this, thing called the Lincoln Putsch, P-U-T-S-C-H. And when I looked it up in Webster's 64, it describes a government-sponsored coup d'etat. The Lincoln Putsch, America's Bolshevik Revolution.
Are you talking about that Republican president?
Yeah, in fact, when the South left Congress, okay, left whatever, there's a term for that.
I think it was sine die or whatever.
Sine die. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
The Republic officially ceased then, and okay, so the Jews caused the Civil War, the Lincoln Putsch, America's Bolshevik Revolution. Now, when I look at the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, you mentioned the Donald. Okay, so the first thing that Donald does on Inauguration Day is the oath of office. And when I read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, which is a one-liner, borrow money on the credit of the United States, So he's all sworn to uphold that. But when you scan down further in Article 1, Section 8, it specifies a silver-based monetary system, possibly gold, but silver would be A-OK, and weights and measures relative to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Article 1, Section 10 says no state shall, yada, yada, all the way down to make anything but gold and silver coin a legal tender in payment of debt. So
right.
What the Donald should be telling the sovereign independent state republics on Inauguration Day or at some, like you said, a fireside chat, whatever, thereafter is, you know, states, you're in violation of Article 1, Section 10. You need to start utilizing silver coins, which I'm going to provide from the U.S. Mint. All the states will have their own intrastate currency backed by silver dollars, and there will be a nation's currency that I'm going to print to the U.S. Treasury, because we're going to withdraw all FRNs from circulation, and we will replace them with silver certificates backed by silver dollars of an appropriate value that will keep everybody happy.
Here's the problem. Okay, Fred, let me just puncture your balloon here for a minute. Ron, in order to supplant the Federal Reserve notes and how much debt is out there, how much would...
It is invalid debt.
Yeah.
That's the point, John.
Hey, Fred, can I talk here, Fred? I always let you talk without interruption. I was speaking to Ron. Hold your horses, man. Hold on, please. Ron?
Yes.
At what value would they have to put in order to supplant all this FRN debt? What would necessarily have to be the value of an ounce of gold or an ounce of silver?
Well, it's kind of a trick question because
yes, it is.
1 ounce, all the debtors' instruments in the world, or let's say in the United States, is not equal to 1 ounce of gold. Those are negative integers. Gold is a positive integer.
Right.
And we both had math. I think we had in the third grade negative and positive integers. How many negative apples equals one positive apple,
okay,
or a real apple?
Okay, so here's the problem. If we reintroduced a currency, Fred, I'm trying to make some heads or tails out of this. This is why I jumped on you for not allowing me to speak here. Because if you're going to have a currency that's redeemable in either gold or silver, you want to cash out of that Federal Reserve note and you take it to a bank and go, okay, I want to exchange this for gold or silver. It's not there. So there are some problems here, Fred, and I'll give you another crack at this after the bottom of the hour break here. Don't want to be too mean, but when I ask the question of my on-air guest, don't interrupt.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back. All right, Fred, anything else?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Since all presumed valid debt is predicated upon a presumed valid contract and devoid of full disclosure and good faith and valuable consideration, that presumed valid contract is merely fraud. So the national debt is totally fraud on that basis alone. And relative to FRNs, the charter of the Federal Reserve Corporation has provision that if they fail to maintain a stable economy with a substance-based currency, then there is a provision to dissolve it, and that has to be focused upon.
I want to comment.
Fred,
I want to comment on what you just said. What you stated would be proper if we were in agreement with the entire Constitution. But right now, we're under one article of the Constitution, the Commerce Clause. And that has admiralty jurisdiction, and it's unlimited. So they do pretty much what they want to do in that jurisdiction.
But Ron, isn't that pursuant to the manufactured bankruptcy of 1930, HJR 192 of June 5th.
Well, I would agree with that. When they swooped down and took all the wealth of the American people, I would agree, but no one's challenged that.
Okay, well, here's what I propose for us to do at our own local level, because I checked with the Department of Treasury, with the State of Michigan Corporation in Lansing, last year, and they told me that relative to property taxes, there is no statutory mandate to record one's private land deed. But when it is recorded, then the monetary, economic, fiduciary, priority, interest rights in it are surrendered, forfeited, waived, conveyed to the corporation. And so I ask you, Ron, how do we unrecord a unauthorized recording of our private land deed? And I'll give you the answer, because the guys, the Delaware dudes, we used to advertise escapeharassment.com and escape-tickets-irs-court.org. Dave and Howard, they have a perfected process by which we ultimately do unrecord lawfully, legally, the fraudulent recording, thereby totally terminating the fraudulent property tax obligation. Okay?
I'm going to tell you what I know about that. If you, and this is just my opinion, if you were to draw up a document saying that you sold your property, bring it down to the recorder's office, since it affects real estate, they have to record it. But you do not have to tell who you sold the property to. So that essentially takes it off the books.
Yeah, but you'd still have an address. They still have the plot of land that's registered, and it's not going to take too long.
They can only tax the owner of the land, owns that land.
Yeah, but
if there's no owner attached to it.
But all they have to do is send out the tax assessor to the new tenants on the property and go, okay, you're not duly, you got to pay taxes. What do they do at that point?
Did you ever hear, get off the property? I've done that. I threw them off my property. There's nothing they could do.
Fred, we're going to enter into an hour-long conversation in here.
Okay.
I appreciate you bringing that up. And here's the other thing. What was that property negotiated in? Diamonds? Gold? Or was it negotiated in U.S. dollars? Federal Reserve notes. They own it all, including you, by way of toxic currency. I think I heard that before.
Right. Sounds familiar.
Sounds a little familiar. Thank you for your call, Fred. By the way, what I was opened up the show with here, email to me, Dear John, I appreciate you addressing the religious issue tonight, and I thought you were a bit rude to Ty. I thought I was only rude to him the second time. She said, I felt bad for him, or this could be a he. I felt bad for him and you. My favorite hosts on RBN are the Christian Patriots and you. Many, if not most, of your listeners are probably Christians. That's my opinion / guest. Just because you don't know the Bible, why can't callers call in and share their opinion freely? You can always say you appreciate their sharing, but you don't agree and don't know the Bible, so you can't address or respond instead of cutting them off or attacking. The fact that you seem to attack him, I feel, was offensive. It never ceases to amaze me and disappoint me how Catholics or ex-Catholics have little or no personal relationship with God and figures if that's Christianity, they want no part of it. Can't blame them because I feel Catholicism is a total cult. Please don't give up on the Christian faith because of a bad experience with Catholicism. Dear emailer, you missed the entire point by a country mile. I've read the Bible. I have it put it to memory. And again, if you know, you're opening up the can of worms again. You know, how many different faiths are there on this planet? Supposedly we're under one God, but why is it we have so many different faiths and interpretations and all that other stuff? I stay clear of it. And I thought I was nice to Ty on the previous day, but he wanted to call in and really do it again. And I'm not going to do it. Now, if some of you, and you've made your feelings known here, I appreciate it. By the way, the question that you ask, in the same show, a lady called in at the end and mentioned a TV preacher named Murray, and you seem to know who she was talking about. If so, please share with me. I think what she was calling in with was Dewey Tucker, truthfromgod.com. I think that's what you're looking for. So, having said all of that, Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Hi, John. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's a triumphant happy Thanksgiving. We're going to have a Merry Christmas. So it's very triumphant. We got Trump in there. It's very triumphant. So that's very, very good news we got going on.
Well,
there.
You're irrational. You might have irrational exuberance going on. The only thing that you're going to see is in past tense with Donald Trump. This is why I keep telling people. You know, they're all relieved. Well, I mean, we should be saying, thank God it's not Hillary Clinton in there. Let's see what Donald's going to do. Okay.
Well, John, I got a lot of info for you. First off, for your last call, the caller before Steve that's in California. Well, Steve, you got 3 million illegals in California, but when you come to Florida, you're going to find out, it was reported the other day in the paper, there's 850,000 illegal in Florida. But I would not suggest him to move to Ocala where it's really hot. I think if he's going to go anywhere in Central Florida, he might look at Ormond Beach. Maybe he'll even go to Tarpon Springs. Very nice in those areas.
Is that on the west or east coast?
Well, Tarpon Springs is on the west coast, and you got Ormond Beach on the east coast, and you can always go down to Cocoa Beach is on the east coast. It's very nice there, too.
Okay.
Of course, you got Daytona in between. It's a very good area there. You do have a lot of Puerto Ricans in Orlando. They're very leftist, liberal. But, you know, Ormond Beach is a very good place, nice temperature and everything, so you might want to look in the Ormond Beach area.
Yeah, but I think, Tom, the whole point is, and thank you for the real estate report, but I think the whole thing was about him moving close to family. So,
at any rate, Orlando is it's a pretty big city like Miami, and so it's pretty congested. But what I do want to say, John, is this. I can't stand looking at this Chucky Schmucky Schumer. And the last guy was talking about the Civil War, but I'm not going to go there right now. I want to talk about this immigration invasion. And you got Schmucky Schumer worried about what's going on here. But in this country, he's really from Israel. They got a wall around the whole country. They're not bringing 5 million Muslims into Jerusalem, I don't believe. And Schmucky Schumer talks about the United States, but in Israel, they're walking around with Uzis everywhere. So what the heck is going on here, John, as far as this immigration invasion? You got Trump, who's in Sessions, I guess. I know he's going to be Attorney General. He has to be. And we got to do something about this invasion. And as far as what's going on here, John, also with the media, these leftist media creeps and these young millennials, what they're doing is appalling. I mean, it's sick. And how much? And you know, Soros is Goldfinger, John. George Soros is Goldfinger from James Bond.
I know. that is true. And you know what? You know, the funny thing about this is, Tom, that the mainstream media never reported that Soros has got his fingers in all the media. I mean, he does.
Of course.
You know, so yeah,
John, I'll tell you what. You want to go back to the Civil War real quick with the last call you just had? He has to go in 1860 and look at the Rothschilds. They were still in power back in them days, and they were financing a lot of stuff, even with the slave trade. Those ships were financed by the Rothschild banks. They kicked off Arsenio Hall because of it off his network, off the TV. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
Was brought on?
I don't remember that.
So what? Archives. Arsenio's last show, and you understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, all right. Any other subjects?
You can archive it all. It's on the show. It was back 20 years ago. But one more thing, John, I do want to say. This immigration problem we are having, it's where the media is, which 2%, they control 98% of the stuff you see on the idiot box, I call it the idiot box, okay? I remember Ted Turner said a long time ago when he went to Cuba, he who controls the media controls the mind. He said it. Now, I think some billionaire white Anglos should get together, like Trump and all these other, like maybe 10 other billionaires that are white Anglos or whatever, WASP, whatever, and they should buy their own network. That is very conservative.
All right. I don't know that the president can get in the business of media while he's president, but the point's taken. I understand. All right, Tom, thank you. Harley, you've been hanging here. By the way, was it Illinois or was it Indiana that because
Indiana?
Of
Indiana? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, hold on a second. Maybe it's a question for you, Harley, but kind of asking Ron as well. Which state is it? Is it Indiana or Illinois that is so far in debt with their retirement benefits for police and fire? I heard that they would have to raise taxes individually on households, and they'd have to do $10,000 per household to make the retirement schedule and get it out of debt.
I don't think it would be Pence's state because he says his is overwhelmingly in the positive.
I don't know. Harley, do you know anything about that?
My understanding is, yes, Indiana is supposed to be in the black. They're not supposed to be in the red.
Okay, well, then that had to have been Illinois then. Okay.
Yes, I would say Illinois because Illinois is very liberal on all that stuff. If you get unemployment from Illinois, you get almost your full check. You make $1,000 a week in Illinois, wherever you work, your unemployment is almost $1,000.
Well, gee, it wouldn't work for me to claim unemployment because I've been my own employer for 25 years. All right. What did you want to call in with, Jay? Hey, Harley, go ahead.
I was going to comment to Ron's book, you know, They Own It All. And I can't say I've read it because I've never received a copy of it type thing and bought one. But I've been, conversing back and forth with the IDOR, Indiana Department of Revenue, now since early 2014, where I suddenly got a letter saying they proposed that I should owe them and pay them so much money, $400 and some dollars. And, you know, I've asked him for documentation, for proof, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, Harley, let's whittle this down a little bit. Which tax, federal or state?
State.
Okay, is that an
income? IDOR, Indiana Department of Revenue.
Okay, do you have state income up there, state income tax?
Yeah, our state has an income tax. In fact, virtually every county but Lake County had a income tax also, and Lake County just adopted theirs about 2 years ago under blackmail from the state, telling them they would give them no more money unless they passed it, because we refused to pass it in Lake County.
Okay.
So they blackmailed them.
All right.
But in three different letters, I have, I just sent off the 15th to them, and we're, getting ready to file criminal charges, complaint against them. But anyway, three different times. And it supports Ron's thesis, fact, theory, whatever anybody wants to call it, that they own it all, including you. It says, after reviewing your account, our records indicate your 1099 miscellaneous income is showing paid to Indiana. Not the individual, but Indiana. So they're claiming what is paid to the individual is Indiana's. And they are merely recapturing a portion of what they allow you to have.
Well, you know, it is a taxation system that is very hard to understand, and purposely so. Right, Ron?
Yeah.
Well,
Harley, when I said right, Ron, that was an enticing comment from Ron McDonald. Yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, Harley, back in 1933, when they basically destroyed the country, they also... Congress provided an act on Document 42 saying that all property is in the name of the state and that we as citizens only get the use of it. So we have no property. We own nothing. So when the state comes back and says it's theirs, it's theirs. That's a congressional act supporting that.
Okay.
But that's because we have Federal Reserve notes.
Well, yes, but to me, when they say that, that means, like you say, they must own me, too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, because I know, it used to be when your son worked, or even if you had a slave, the slave went out and worked on the side somehow, whatever that slave made or your son underage made was, the owner's property. It wasn't, the slaves.
They're keeping you happy, aren't they?
Well,
I mean, you get to use all their property. I mean, they even tell you that it's your talent as a doctor belongs to us. We only license you to use our talents.
Yes.
Your right to drive is our. We own that right to drive. You get the privilege of using it.
Well, see, I've never had a driver's license for almost 25 years.
Good for you.
And I sold land. This is how I think it occurred. I sold land in northern Wisconsin that I had, and, the check was a fairly sizable amount, and nobody would allow me to cash it because I had no driver's license, state ID.
Yeah.
So they forced me to get a bank account through a state ID.
Which attaches your Social Security number, which you have to claim that you're a citizen of what? The United States.
That's what they say is on the driver's license contract.
That's right.
And that's what one of the letters says. Our records show you had a resident driver's license for the years 2011 and 2012. But the comical part is they refuse to document anything. All they do is send me letters and unsigned letters. And then, of course, for 2012, for those 2 years, the years before that, my understanding is they can only go back 3 years. But in 12, it expired, and I never renewed it, so I no longer have one. But for 2012, then, because I refused to give them that money, they come back and says, well, we propose, and that's what gets me it's even too, is we propose you owe us this money. There's no facts. There's no nothing else. We just propose you owe us now $12,000 for the year 2012 because I refused to give them $400 in the year 2011.
Okay, Harley, if we go another minute, Ron McDonald's going to have to start charging a consultation fee. All right. Harley, I appreciate your call. Thank you. I got a bank of callers I'm going to try to get through. Everybody wants to do this in the last half hour of the show. Does anybody hear me when I say this? That if you want to call into the program, you can do it in the first hour, you can do it in the second hour, but you kind of load this up to the back half, and then I've got to start limiting people's time as the top of the hour grows closer. Jason in Boston. Go ahead, Jason.
John Statmiller, you sound pissed off tonight. I apologize for calling in too late.
Well, that wasn't directed necessarily at you, but if the sneaker fits, wear it. But what's on your mind?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, so Tom from Florida, best caller in radio, just want to give a shout-out. Anyway, this is blowing up on the Internet, thank God, and I've got chills all day. Pizzagate, P-I-Z-Z-A, like the food, gate as in Watergate, gate as in a gated fence.
Yeah, and you know what? Mike Rivero has talked about that, and so have I. I think this is a fake news story that's going on out there.
Well, when you compile evidence from, call evidence what you want, but when you compile information, whether it's opinion or snippets or anything this and that.
Or somebody's idea of what they think is going on, and they pass it off as if it's fact.
Fair enough. So what you're surmising is that the WikiLeaks emails are not lack integrity?
No. WikiLeaks has said this in the past. They verify the information they get. They don't manufacture this stuff. They report the information that's reported to them. Now, you'd have to talk to Julian Assange about that issue, not me.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to call and throw that out. I appreciate the fact that you ran a tight ship and you never backed out.
Well, I thank you for your call, Jason. Thank you very much. Yeah, by the way, this just came to my attention again today. Beforeitsnews.com, for God's sakes, would you people stop reading that stupid site and passing on the information from it? They lie about how many visitors, active visitors they have at any given minute. They've lied about how many hits that they have gotten. And if you don't know who's running the damn thing and you don't understand that Sorcha Fall is a disinfo agent, then God help you. You're into the fake news. Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind? We got to hurry.
Okay, well, first off, Ron, you suggested a possible way of avoiding, property taxes. Tell me, is there any way, let's say, to own property in the United States or in the state of California, if I turn around and sell it to somebody and they pay me gold for it instead of the trade notes, can we break that off at that point?
I'm not certain of the question you're asking.
Reword it.
Well, yeah, let's say I've got property, it's paid off, house improved property. Let's say I want to turn to someone else and sell it. Instead of them giving me federal trade notes, they give me gold and silver. Can that break the bond to the state or to the federal government? Are we still held within that constitutional BS that's going on up there?
Okay, well, good question, Fred.
That would be the same as if you were to go into a bank and deposit a $5 gold coin. What do you think they'll credit your account with?
$5.
I tried that, by the way.
Yeah.
I've had a group of people right there, and I got a call from the bank manager later that evening.
Yeah,
so that's the bank.
Yeah.
The thing is that the recorder's office assumes that you have a deed that's written in commerce. And the law of imperpetuities in the last quarter of the 19th century changed the very nature of all land throughout the United States. It's no longer private. It's commercial land. So if you want to look that up, you'll see why they have control of all the land.
All right, Fred, I thank you for your call. Quickly, let's go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. How are you, sir?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm going to be very quick. Okay, first and foremost, I don't work for anybody that doesn't pay me cash. I used to own property, and it got taken away from me, and that's a long story. We won't go into that.
Okay.
You know, this property tax is BS. It doesn't belong in this country. That assures us that we cannot own our own property. I don't subscribe to a driver's license. I don't subscribe to ID. I don't subscribe to anything that's going on in this country as far as them tracking me. And everything that they give us is tracking us. I mean, you have to get a permit to go camping. You have to get a permit to go boating. You have to get a driver's license to drive.
Yeah.
When the first kids, they grew up and they got on horses, there was no driver's license for a horse. There was no driver's license for a buggy, no driver's
means of conveyance at the time. They just couldn't figure out how to tax it. So they move into commerce, and they claim that it's a privilege granted to you by the state. And if you don't want to take that privilege, well, you still have the right to freedom of movement wherever you can walk. Yeah.
Well, it's unconstitutional either way you look at it.
Understood.
Okay, I mean, we got to get back to the Constitution, okay? This probable cause thing, they just taken the probable cause out of the Fourth Amendment and said that's the reason they can pull people over and do the things that they do. But they forget that there's a warrant of affirmation being required behind that. And nobody's paying any attention to that.
Gotcha.
And so this is well past the joke here. And I don't suspect for 1 minute that Donald Trump's going to reverse all that. But he's got some work to do, and I think he's going to do a lot of good things for us. And that's pretty much all I got, John.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your call. Quickly, Jim in Missouri, you got about a minute. Hello, Jim.
John?
Yes.
Let's talk Fireside Chat. Trump has a website up, greatagain.gov, where you can go in and you can make suggestions. I know all of us have a lot of suggestions. But I think the first thing should be, we want fireside chats right now. He can bypass the media. He can send it out over Twitter, over his websites with all the people that.
Okay, Jim, the website again?
Greatagain.gov.
All righty, there you go.
So first things we could do that, and then I would really like to see RBN go out to all of the hosts and say, please get this information out. We need to come up with a list. This is what we want to see done. And then everybody needs to go to that website and tell Trump, hey, this is what we want done.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Sorry to cut you short, but we're out of time. Greatagain.gov. Trash these treaties that we're under that have stolen the jobs. Give us an honest money system. And what's the other one you would say, Ron? Top three?
Well, you hit the top one.
Okay. How about getting rid of the administrative stuff?
Yeah. Destroy Administrative Procedures Act.
There you go. All right. Hey, Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
All righty. Yeah, if you get a chance to talk to our friend out there, tell him no to Florida.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, folks, thanks for being here. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.